This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
Hello, everyone. This is the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually you'll hear a 100 word story from me or from one of the regular guest contributors here, but it's Saturday, and on Saturdays we do this thing called
the weekly challenge.
I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with a 100 word story based on that topic, and then they clear customs for use as agricultural products.
It's either that or soybeans. Which would you rather be planting this summer?
I say 100 word stories.
If I were to shut up for a second, you'd hear the music bed, lovingly composed by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. Drop him a line. He does great work. Anyway, this is the 56th weekly challenge, and the topic was selected by, oh God, Planet Z. And it was baseball. We only got 7 stories this week. Just 7. The summer is getting to you, isn't it? It's too beautiful to be composing stories. Look, it's called a pen, paper, and a chair. You go outside and you do what Walden did. Not that thing, that's disgusting. No, the other thing. And then you come back in at night and record it. Which story goes first? Well, it's the winner from last week, and that's a tie between Chris Carlisle of Platypus Society and Mike James of Mike Thinks. There was no story this week from Chris. I guess Shawshank had a prison riot or something. Got taken down by... I'm not going to say that phrase. So let's go with Mike of Mike Thinks.
Hi, this is Mike from the Mike Thinks Podcast, www.mikethinks.com. And this is my entry into the 100 Word Stories Podcast, baseball. Give me a call, let me know what you think. 347-BUG-MIKE. Hi, this is Mike, and I'm just not feeling very good this week. So I went and called my friend Professor Heathen Stalking to do the podcast for me. Dr. Stalking?
Thank you, Mike. I really enjoy your podcast. Baseball is a game of computational skill. You must calculate the acceleration of a small spherical mass as it decelerates in a parabolic trajectory through space-time. This task is further encumbered, as the mass is often spinning in a quantum state not unlike a black hole. If one can successfully determine the gravitational pull of the small spherical mass, the Earth, and the multiple other bodies in direct interaction, you may generate a sudden, and violent, equal and opposite force against the small spherical mass. With enough force, you may achieve a single Newtonian orbit around the central mound.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, Mike. I really enjoy your podcast. Oh, wait, the professor already said that. The text from Mike's story, and everyone else's for that matter, can be found in the show notes. Where's the location? Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's also links to everybody's homepages and podcasts, so you can check out all the other things they do in there. Spare time. This week we actually have 2 rookies. 2 of them from the same podcast, too. That's a 2 spelled a little differently. It's Daphne Abernathy and Tamara Kirshner of the Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara podcast, the fashion core of Second Life. Which one comes first? Hold on a second. Oh, I could say so many things. The title of the show is Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, so we're going to go with they decided for us who goes first, and that's Daphne Abernathy of Grand Penelope Isle.
Hi, this is Daphne of Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the podcast that tells you where to spend your lindens. You can find out more about us at www.daphneandtamara.com. And here is my first submission to the 100-word weekly challenge. I think the topic Planet Z chose finally got me to write something. So here goes. Fatal flaw. By the third date, she was looking for the fatal flaw. They all had them. Some were simple and easy to overlook, like leaving the toilet seat up. Others were not so simple, like infidelity. She'd seen it all and knew it would be there. But he seemed perfect, so she was sure it would be small. When she got into his car to leave for the restaurant, she saw it. There, in the back window, prominently displayed, a baseball cap. So, you're a Yankees fan. This would be their last date. Some things a Red Sox fan cannot overlook.
All right. Thank you, Daphne. I'm looking forward to more stories from you. Next up is her partner in crime, Tamara Kirshner of the Going Broke with Tamara and Daphne. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Tamara Kirshner of the podcast Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara, the show that tells you where to spend your lindens. Check us out at www.daphneandtamara.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. This week, I have a story called Baseball. Ira was sickly. Manny was thick and sluggish. The two best friends hated gym class more than anything. For 3 weeks, they were forced to play soccer. No matter how hot it was, Mr. Fossey made them run around the field doing dribbling drills. Neither boy was coordinated, so they spent 40 minutes chasing soccer balls that got away from them. To avoid sweating, they moved slowly. They would rather deal with Mr. Fossey's whistle than with the other boys in the showers. If only they could have gotten into a sport that better suited their reluctance to move. Baseball. Well, that's it. Remember to check out Going Broke with Daphne and Tamara at www.daphneandtamara.com. Thanks.
And there you have it, our two wonderful rookies for the week, ready to tell you where to spend your lindens. If you have no idea what a linden is, go to secondlife.com and you'll find out for yourself. Or you can go to secondlife.isfullofcrap.com, and if you use one of the referral links there, I don't know what I get. I have no idea. How does the referral system work there? I don't know. Get a monkey or something. Okay, now we go to the veterans. There weren't that many this week, but we'll try to make do. First up is Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. Always an exciting time to find out what Caleb has cooked up in his kitchen, studio, basement of odd madness. Here we go with Caleb.
Hey, sports fans. It's Caleb here from the Black Tie Martini Club Oddcast. With a little story here for you called His First Time at Bat. You can do this. You can do this. Just relax. Relax and think about baseball. Isn't that what they all said? You can't go off too soon. But you can't take too long either. You just have to think about baseball. And whoops, it's okay, get back in there, there you go, you can do this, just need to be cool, relax, think about baseball, there you go, you're ready, just need to think about baseball, damn, alright, one more try. Nice easy rhythm, back and forth, There you go. Just think about... Strike three, you're out!
Wait, he was thinking about baseball while playing baseball? Oh. Okay. Thank you, Caleb. You can find him at blacktiemartiniclub.com. Next up is Tom Marquette. That's Marquette, not Maquette. Maquette would be a puppet. And he's not a puppet. He's a real boy. And you can find him at footnote.libsyn.com. But instead of going there right now, stay with us right here, because it's Tom.
The curse. He was 300, and likely lived 300 more. Liana, youngest of his prodigy, asked the ever-constant question, Gee-pa, why do we run? The old man sighed. The priest of baseball want us dead. They had been killing his tribe for the last third of a millennium. They had killed him five or six times, even blew him up in a plexiglass box. Didn't work. Just fuels their faith in the vengeful god of baseball. He cursed that angelic voice that said, go for the ball. He cursed the jihad of the Cubs. But most of all, he cursed being Bartman.
Thank you, Tom, without a silent four in your name. Whoa. Next up is Allison, a blogged Allison, whose shorts are in a wad. No, that's the title of his new book. It's coming out soon. Because if you leave your shorts in a wad too long, you might cut off circulation. So he'll get back into circulation with shorts in a wad. His collection of his own 100-word stories. Now, this is probably the first ever collection of 100-word stories ever put into print that people will actually buy. I hope that his sales are record-breaking, because mine, at some point I think it broke double digits. Here comes Ellison of Blogged Ellison, ellison1.blogspot.com. Let's hear it.
Hello, this is Ellison, welcoming you to the 56th Weekly Challenge at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. The topic of this week's challenge is baseball, and my story is entitled, Bummed Out. Brett Pivnik was a wee bit peeved, to put it mildly. He had been called up from the minors in early summer, and his first 2 months as right fielder for the Astros had gone well. Better than well. He had been leading the league in RBIs until last week. That's when things began to go wrong. Horribly wrong. Of course it was the drugs. It had to be the drugs. What else could have caused his ass to swell to 3 times its normal size? The team medic agreed. Son, it looks like somebody handed you a bum steroid. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
I guess we all caught that one in the end. Thank you, Ellison. Ellison1.blogspot.com. All the links are in the show notes at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with something that allows you to vote for all the stories that you enjoyed this week. Well, you're going to enjoy all of them, but which one was the best? So, but don't go vote just yet. We're not done yet. We have one more contributor here, and it's Liana of Hodgepodge Point. And I finally sent her another story, which is disturbing and involves disgusting, horrible stuff. And I don't know how she's going to read it. She may want me to read it. So here we go with Liana of HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. Okay, here we go.
Hey, everyone. It's Liana from HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. Now, I'm not a sports person. My best knowledge about baseball comes from middle school softball, where I got knocked in the head with one of those grapefruits. I never did play a sport that didn't try to hurt me. So here's my story for this week's challenge, number 56, baseball. And it's so creatively named, Extreme Baseball. More exciting, the audience demanded, so we delivered. First, a flaming ball was hit, and the batter sprinted, working his way past 600 pounds of wrestlers to first base. If the outfielders were still working their way through the field labyrinth, he could take another run to second base through beanbag shots. A good player would keep up his momentum to third plate, dodging spikes that randomly sprung from the ground. If all clear, he'd then jump the bottomless pit to home base. Truly a popular sport now. Oddly enough, though, we always have employment openings in our organization.
Wow! That was Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Thank you very much. That's it for our regular contributors, but we have one more sitting here. Planet Z, as you know, is taking a break. So I've turned to the historian Shlomo 17 Fingers Planet Z Steinberg, and let's see what he's got for us from the Historical Center for Baseballology. Here we go with 17 Fingers Planet Z Steinberg.
People credit Jackie Robinson for breaking baseball's color barrier in 1947. The truth be told, that barrier was broken long before then. Twice in the same day, Rufus Jefferson's and Cleon Washington not only broke it in 1927 with the Washington Senators, but they've also broke the two midgets posing as a single person barrier. Rufus and Cleon were close friends, quite often giving each other horseback rides. One day, they run the bases at Ebbets Field, and the manager of the Senators was somewhat of a nearsighted imbecile. They never played. Couldn't get their pants to fit.
Ah, that's stupid. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn it off. Ugh, how does this crap get in here? And there you have it. That was 8 stories about baseball. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the weekly challenge. Hold on a second. I'm going to read a little something. It's a note that I've got. It's from the Smiths. They're on strike because of the lousy topic. Well, there you have it. That explains it. You leave me Smithless. But which one was the best? Head over to podcasting.isfullofcrap.com and vote for your favorite ones from this week. Then, when all the votes are in, the winner will go first in the 57th weekly challenge. Pick the topic for the 58th, and they will win official 100-word stories podcast refrigerator magnets. You're wondering where they are? I forgot to buy stamps. There's more to do at the website than just vote. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what the hell are they saying. There's also archives of my very own 100-word stories up there, and Ellison's and Kate's and a few others. Over 1,000 episodes in all. You could spend like a day or two or three just listening to these. But the question is, You need to subscribe to the feed so you can get your daily dose of 100-word stories. Well, there's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers on that site on the right side, including one-click options for iTunes and the awesome PodcastReady.com site. And as I mentioned before, the musical theme is by Guy David of GuyDavid.com. As I said, he does great work. Check him out. Drop him a line. We'll be back tomorrow with another... I'm not going to do another Wacky Adventure of Abraham Lincoln. You know that. Caleb actually wrote up a few, so we may take a break and let Caleb, let him steer for a bit. And then next week, more stories. Saturday comes around, weekly challenge. I'll post the theme of the next weekly challenge in a little bit. It's going to be a hybrid. There were two winners last week, and we always have fun with the two winners, like roller coasters and farmers or something. This one's going to be a good one. Thanks for listening. Your undying attention, and as always, keep it brief.
Closing.